Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I want to know, what was the smell? Or where was the smell from? Give us a call on 93130985. Yes, I'll put my hand up. It was me. It was me. Well, actually, you need to take some responsibility for the smell.
No, I do not. You, no, yes. It is not my fault that you're gross. That's it.
Plain and there was a bit of a smell in the studio earlier this week on Monday.
And no one wanted to, well, actually, we walked in and I was like, something stinks in here.
Yeah.
But no one wanted to admit where it was coming from.
And we followed the smell. We went around, well, it's not that, it's not that. And eventually we came to my body and it was me because I had stripped to me your
just your
pregnancy.
Body. That's it. It was just your body. Full stop.
You gave me your pregnancy spandex stretchy thingamajiggy.
Okay, so every Monday, Jazeel straps the piece of fruit to him that is equivalent to how far along his wife is in pregnancy. We didn't want to keep wasting cling wrap, so I brought in the compression bandage that I wore after I had my kids.
Yeah, now every week I wear it for 3 hours and then I put it back in my bag and I leave it for the following week.
It's not the first thing to stink. That's something that's come out of your bag to stink.
It's true, actually. There was that nice little beanie you knitted me that sadly grew an orange.
No. Anyway, so this is the second thing you've made stink from your bag and just, you know, put on for everyone.
They're not all bad smells, though. Okay, so 2 days ago, I was at home and I was brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed, and then I accidentally knocked the shelf and my cologne fell, broke down on the ground, on the tile, smashed everywhere. Our bathroom smells amazing.
It's funny you say that. I went to your baby shower, mentioned a few times, and I won a prize.
Okay.
Because I'm super competitive. I'm sorry to Jazeel and Kim's auntie and uncles. No, just aunties and cousins. And in it was one of those beautiful, like, smelly wick things,
you know. Oh, yes, yep. Yeah,
there's perfume in the bottom, then the wicks come out the top.
Yep, put
beautiful.
It in the room. Room smells great.
In my bathroom, lovely. But then I knocked it over the other day, and half the oil went all over my bathroom.
So great smelling bathroom as
The whole bedroom smells great when I walk in there.
Except for when you go to the exact point where it got spilled.
That's a little bit full
it's
on.
It's too full on.
Marie has given us a call. Marie, what was the smell?
Hi. My dad, when I was in primary school, he fell off his bike on his way to work and fell onto some train lines and hurt his elbow really quite badly. Over the next couple of weeks, it got bad and it got infected. And he was on the bus on his way home from work and he was like, oh my gosh, someone's got an off lunch with them. Like, this is rank, stinks. It's disgusting. And he's like, I want a gag. Anyway, gets off the bus and the smell came with him and it turned out it was his arm.
Oh, gross.
That's gross.
It was so gross. He actually ended up in hospital his arm was fine, but they found that he got an infection in it from cows that were on the train lines. In the train tracks, they were getting taken somewhere, ferrying somewhere, and it was an infection from a cow.
Wow.
Wow.
That must have been
insane.
A bad infection.
Oh,
like, if it just smells.
Very bad.
Oh, that's
so gross. Marie, thank you so much. Hold on the line. I'm pretty sure that earns her those tickets.
Samantha also got in touch. We had a gross smell for weeks, couldn't find where it was. Eventually, we moved the fridge to find a dead rat behind it.
Oh, no. Oh,
so gross.
Not long after Evan and I got married, I'd moved into his unit.
Yeah.
And then we'd moved our own bed in. I can't remember anyway, but I was like, something smells in here. I swear I could smell something. It's really gross. He's like, nah, I can't smell a thing. Like, what are you talking about?
He's been living like that for years.
Honestly, I was like, no, something is disgusting. And then I think we bought a new bed.
Okay.
And to put it together, moved the old bed out, and there was a wet sneaker between the bed and the wall. It was so disgusting.
Why was it wet?
I don't know, but it had, like, gotten gross and moldy. It was disgusting.
So gross.
Leanne has given us a call. Leanne, what was the smell?
Well, I self-inflicted it on my workmate. I had a work car at the time, and I accidentally left 2 litres of full cream milk in the boot of the work car over a very hot weekend. And then on driving it to work Monday, Tuesday, I couldn't work out what the terrible smell was, and it was getting worse.
Oh.
And then it suddenly dawned on me that I couldn't find the milk on the weekend
checked,
and it was all through the boot. It had exploded. It was just really bad. You can't get milk out of a car.
Did you have to get it, like, professionally cleaned?
Yeah, twice I paid for it because it was my fault. So, yeah. But still, everyone gave me a hard time for months and months.
And rightfully so.
But anyway, when they... Yeah, it was a lease car, thankfully. So, you know, someone else...
At the end of the day. Oh, Elise, it's in perfect condition. Please take it. Oh, give me my bond back.
Spoiled milk.
That's like, the worst. I've heard so many people that have done that and gone, you just can't.
It's
you
so
cannot
gross.
Get rid of it.
Oh, although this is a good one. Rebecca sent us a text. I wouldn't mind this one. She said, my husband knocked over some caramel syrup and it got under the lino floor in the kitchen, and the kitchen smelled like toffee apple. I would have left that, but...
That's not the worst smell. Like, that's the same as us, you know, tipping over cologne and...
And the perfumey thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's sweet, it's nice. Beautiful. But I guess if it's constant...
Might be overwhelming, because Rebecca went on to say we ended up having to rip up the lino in order to clean it properly.
Wow.
I feel like I'm lazy and I would have just left it.
You wish to go, smells good. Who cares? Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.